Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Kalach of Zion, and we're looking at Simon Dawud. So he gave one example where a person in his mind flipped around the Tashlum and Tefillah first and the Chi of Tefillah second, and says B'diyamid he's Yotzei. Now the Chayyadim continues in Simon Dawud. Let's say that he davened the first of the two tefillahs correctly for the purpose of the chiyuv. He davened the second tefillah for tashlumin. But in the first tefillah, he actually said something which would invalidate his tefillah. So he's going to have to go back and daven again. So a person forgot Saint Talamotar. Talamotar, in the winter time, he's supposed to say Talamotar. He forgot it in the first tefillah. So now it turns out that he's going to daven Shemoneh Esrei again because he missed Talamotar. So it comes out that Tashlumin was first and the Shemoneh Esrei of Chiyuv was second. So what's the law in that situation? So Mispalo Tefillah Shel Chayva Chayva Shaita he only realized that he forgot something on the altar when after he davened the second Shemoneh Esrei, the Tashlum of Shemoneh Esrei. So mispalo tefila shel chavis shaita, he will go back and daven the tefila of this time again to be yotzei. So in our example, he forgot shachris, he's davening mincha twice, and he had in mind for the first one for mincha and the second one for Tashlum for shachris. In the first one, he forgot b'sein talamotar. He finished Shemoneh Esrei. He did not realize that he made that mistake. He davened Tashlumin, and he realized, you know what? I didn't say Sein Talamotar in the first tefillah. So he has to daven Mincha again. So it comes out he davened the Tashlumin of Shachris before the tefillah of Mincha. That's not a problem. Even though he's end up davening the Chiyuv after the Tashlumin, since when he davened the Tashlumin, it was put in the correct order after your tefillah chayiv, and he was being oisik in tefillah chayiv at that point in time. So even though there was a side reason why his tefillah became invalid, in regards to the loch of the tashlumin is being tagged on to a tefillah of chayiv, that much is true that it was so. So the person ended up halachically davening, as far as we're concerned, in the correct order, and he's going to be yotzei. Now this halacha. The Magen Rambam does not mention, and that's really the Chayyadim lumps these two halachas together, but the Mishnah Berurah does point out this halacha. Whereas in the first halacha, the Mishnah Berurah again is inclined to the seat of the Shulchan Aruch, that Shulchan Aruch holds, not like, I'm sorry, I didn't point this out. The first halacha of the Shulchan Aruch holds that if he had the wrong Shemoneh Esrei in thought, but nothing is nikkur, Shulchan Aruch holds that you're not yotzei, and the Magen Rambam argues holds that you are yotzei, and the Chayyadim is passing like the Magen Rambam that you're yotzei. The Shabura held that you should go back and daven a third time with a Tanai, either for Chiyuv of Tashlumin or because of a Tefillas Nedava. Simen Hei. Let's just start Simon Hay. Yisar ma'oy she'tekev la'achar she'sayim tefilas achayim v'boy cho'isik betfiloso yispalo tashlumen. So as we pointed out, the idea is once you're davening your tefilas achayim, we're going to allow you to add on a tefilas tashlumen. So it has to be done in conjunction with the tefilas achayim. So that also means that they should be done in close proximity in time. So a person should daven the tefillah of the chiyuv, and then he should daven the tefillah of the tashlumin. Lo yafsik b'neim, rak b'miras ashrei. So the one thing he will interrupt between the two, he'll daven the Shemoneh Esrei of chiyuv, say ashrei, and then say the Shemoneh Esrei of tashlumin. The Hainu Kishmispalin Shachar Zemincha Shtaim Yomer Ben Tfila La Tfila Ashrei Vegam Tachanun. If there's a key to say Tachanun the day that you're saying Tachanun, the person will say Tachanun after the first Shemoneh Esrei, And then also Ashrei, and then daven the Tashlum and Shmoneh Esrei. Well, Yisha Yoser, but he shouldn't wait any longer. He's probably take up the Tefillah Tashlum. And immediately he should go daven the Tefillah Tashlum and not wait for other things, etc. I would like to explain this idea more, but we'll leave that for the following shiur. Have a good day.